And it is time for another edition of Tiger Time as Scott Jensen, the Executive Director of Secondary Operations, with us again this morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Yeah. How's this week going so far?
You know, the sun's out. It's not 100 degrees, and it's been pretty nice. So
good. Good deal. You're getting all those pumps in over there at the track, I would imagine. Everything will be set for winter then, right?
Yeah. It's a little bit hard to find a track right now. We got the one at the high school store up. They're putting in the geothermal wells, and mm-hmm. Brad will talk a little bit more about that later. But a lot of work being done on the tracks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot going on there. And it does. It gets very busy with the school year. You brought with you today Jeff Manka, who's the new Fremont Middle School assistant principal. And he's busy right now. He's just crazy busy. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on here. With the beginning of the year, there are plenty of activities, right?
Oh, absolutely. We had a wonderful back-to-school night, getting kids back in the building. Schools are intended to have kids in the building, and they're intended to be high energy, and it was. We had food trucks. We had our programming. Kids got a chance to meet their teachers, see where things were. Special thanks to the Fremont Family Coalition for their partnership with the Full Service Community Grant. They helped supply the food trucks and gave out some door prizes and helped make the night a huge success so we could get started on the right foot.
Yeah, I heard some comments from folks. They said we really had a fun time. It was really good. You also have some family engagement night. Is that right?
Yes, we have a family engagement night Thursday, September 1st from 5:30 to 7. There'll be a catered meal. Which will be free to families. And then Nate Darmento will be our provider of special programming on student technology safety, and child supervision will be provided for those parents that need it. So special shout out to Tiffany Fritzinger-Lopez and the FCCLA kids at the high school for doing that. We'll have interpretation devices provided for those that need it, and we'll have a simultaneous interpreter there. Everyone, all the parents for the middle school should have received a remind message that they could RSVP, and we're hoping to get that taken care of by Monday, August 29th, so we can make sure we're planning accordingly. If anybody has any questions, they can call the middle school at 402-727-3100.
Jeff, it seems like doing more things to engage families and kids with the schools with these kind of events.
Absolutely. It's the more we can get families engaged, involved, kind of get back to the creating a positive atmosphere with the connection between the school systems and the parents. Fremont does an outstanding job the way it is. Just hoping to continue to build on that and the one community, one school.
Yeah. I think it's definitely worth it. That's for sure, to try and bring those families all together. Everybody gets to see each other. Oh, yeah, I think I know you, actually. So the year's going pretty good so far, besides the big pile of dirt there by your school?
Yes, things are off and rolling. It's been great. Kids have been good. Like I said before, high energy, a lot of support in the building. It's just good to get back into routines.
Yeah, that's for sure. Janet would know all about that. She still has some kids, not in middle school, but the high school.
Yeah. But yeah. I was going to comment that Mr. Manka did a wonderful job keeping the kids at the football game under control. As a concession stand was crazy, I saw him out there directing traffic.
Did he have a megaphone or...
No,
like
he doesn't
that?
Need one.
No.
They respect him. They respect him.
I just use my
him.
Teaching voice.
Actually, my kids in high school were saying they were sad that they're going to miss him because he knew everybody's name.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that was a nice testimony to Mr. Manka. So,
definitely. But. Yeah, thank you. Brad Dahl also with us this morning and going to give us a little update on the bond.
You bet. Good morning, Chris.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us again. As you look around the community from the northwest corner of Fremont to the southeast corner, you see a lot of dirt being moved, and mm-hmm. I want to give you a quick update. One of the things we do is when we spoke with our staff, we apologize because we know when you get into construction projects, there's a lot of inconvenience. There's going to be noises and smells and traffic jams, and we want to put the same thing out to the community. We know that there's going to be some inconveniences with all of the construction projects we have going on. We're going to work hard to minimize those, and we want you to look forward to the future and think about all the great things that are going to be accomplished with this bond issue.
Oh yeah, for sure. A lot of good things. So what do we, he has his graph, and to me, when I saw this graph the other day, I'm like, oh my gosh, look at that. Wow, yeah, there's a lot there.
Most mornings I say, oh my gosh, too, because we have four different design teams working at any given time and they want a little piece of your time. But
right.
To kind of give shed some light on what we've got going on, we've got five different phases of these projects in different groups. So project number one would be the three elementaries, and we're going out to bid yet later this week. So the general contractors and subs will have an opportunity to bid on those three elementaries. They can bid on all three. A general contractor could bid on all three or individually one of each of those three.
Okay. Nice.
We're trying to generate as much interest as possible to get the best product and the best price that is out there. So we plan to start those projects sometime yet this fall with completion in July of 2024. So a completion date and a move-in date so we can begin the 2024-25 school year in those elementaries.
Are you finding contractors hard to find right now, or are they already busy?
Yeah, there's a lot of projects going on. There's a lot of money in the system due to ESSER. So we do find it somewhat difficult and challenging, and we're always doing some value engineering to make sure that we can get these projects in on budget. So yes, Chris, it is an issue and a concern, but one that we can manage through value engineering.
Milliken Park, how are we doing there?
Milliken Park is getting geothermal as well. You know, utility costs are a big, big expense for the school district. So as you look at Fremont High School and all the work going on, some people have thought that the key to the city was underneath the track, but actually we're putting ground source geothermal in there. So
no Jimmy Hoffa,
no
nothing
Jimmy
like
Hoffa,
that.
Exactly. Okay. So at both Milliken Park, the three new elementaries, and the high school, we're going with ground source geothermal to get some energy efficiency and reduce our annual utility costs.
Is there a number that you can kind of point to, the savings that
It's hard to know until you start to compare those bills, but we have had ground source geothermal out at JCAC, and so we do know that we'll get some energy savings. You know, the ground temperature is a constant 56 degrees, so heating and cooling that heating that up to 68 degrees is a lot more cost efficient, and that's the intention of that. So.
Yeah.
A couple other projects, Chris. You know, Bellfield is underway. The exterior should be completed this week. We re-roofed that. Interior work will begin later on yet. It's still being designed. That'll get new carpet, new paint, some of those types of things in those spaces. JCAC will get some new additions, somewhere between 4 and 8 classrooms. The high school is going to be a major renovation.
Yeah.
And that's one that we're really trying to phase in and plan out to really create the least amount of inconvenience as possible. That project's going to run the longest. That project is scheduled to be completed not until June of 2025. So that's going to be quite a project that's going to be on site for quite some time. And then we have Linehan and the new CTE Center as well. So like you said earlier, a lot of projects. There's a lot on this sheet with a lot of timelines, and our goal is to get that done on budget and in time.
Good deal. Yeah, a lot there. But, boy, you're making some progress. And the track, are we on schedule right now?
Yeah, the track. We've got two different track projects going on. The first track project is out at the middle school. We knew that we needed a place for our kids to train and compete as we were tearing up the high school track. And so that will be done by the 1st of November, which will allow us to have some competition or practices out there in November. Chris, one other thing. If the community members are interested in where we're at, each month we put out an update. And if you go to FremontTigers.org, you can go to our main page and get an update on all the bond projects by project. And we have a narrative, and we also have the presentations up on our website as well.
Very nice. Yeah, good job. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Dr. Brad Dahl this morning, our Fremont Public Schools Associate Superintendent. Moving into Mr. Kevin Earlywine, Executive Director of the Fremont Public Schools Foundation.
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, how are you today?
I'm good.
I haven't had a chance to say hi to you yet.
Well, thank you.
I'm just going to ignore Chris.
What do you want to talk about? Yeah, you can ignore him. How are you doing?
There we go.
Really
just peachy.
Perfect.
I'm glad you guys had a good start to the year.
Yes.
Your kids.
We did. We had a fabulous start.
Wonderful. So. Wonderful. Oh, Chris, okay. You're here. What would you like to talk about?
Oh, thanks for coming, Chris.
Well, the foundation is going strong. Any particular needs that are popping up from the schools?
Well, we've always got our eyes open for things we can do to help the schools. And right now, one of the great partnerships we have is with CF Industries. for about, I want to say 20 to 30 years, CF Industries has provided grants to teachers to help improve agricultural and environmental literacy. They give out, over the past several years, they've given out nationwide over $1 million.
Oh, wow.
To teachers. And Fremont's had a great relationship with our local plant. Dan Whitney is the superintendent out there. David Hahn used to be the superintendent out there. And I can remember working with David on many grants. And they served last year in Fremont. They gave about $2,500, I think, in total grants. But I think they ended up serving more than 500 kids throughout the system. So it's a great deal. Our teachers received the grant applications last week at Johnson Crossing Middle School, High School, and Millicom Park. Those are the areas that are targeted by CF Industries. And so they'll get those submitted by the end of September, and I send those in. And then CF Industries makes their selections and approves whatever grants they're able to approve, and then lets us know, and we make those awards. So it's a great opportunity. They do things like they do field trips to the zoo and to the Children's Museum, and they purchase books and do some literacy kinds of things in the classroom, all focused around ag and the environment. So it's kind of a neat partnership that we have.
So these are individual teachers will fill out these grant applications and be awarded these.
Yes, okay. Yes. And sometimes it can be, as an example, it could be a team. It might be a group of teachers, grade level, something like that, that would submit a grant application and then be awarded.
Nice.
Yeah, fun stuff, really, really fun stuff. And this is, we're also doing some preparations. I said last time when we were on the air, we're preparing for our ice cream socials. We go out to the buildings and we say thank you to the teachers and staff for all they do. We provide some ice cream treats, and we're getting that scheduled. We're also getting our foundation night at one of the home football games, and we'll also look into the winter, maybe in January we'll do this, where we've got a boys and girls on the same night, and we'll have a foundation night there as well. Members of the board of directors will be there handing out programs, and we might have some contests, give away some prizes and things. I'm hoping for a January date because that'll be the beginning of our 20th year as a foundation.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to have hopefully some great celebrations all of 2023 to celebrate 20 years of existence and supporting the Fremont Public Schools.
Yeah, yeah. If there's a maybe a listener out there that works for a new business in the area, how would they get a hold of you to become a part of the foundation?
Well, they can call us at our offices, 402-727-3027 or 727-3008. Either one of those will get to me. They can also go on our website, which is linked directly to the website Brad mentioned earlier, FremontTigers.org, and link on there. Click on the foundation website, and you can see all the good things we're doing there. You can click on the giving button there and provide a little support for us as well.
There you go. Yeah, very good. Well, thank you. Appreciate it as always, Kevin.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And Scott, wrapping things up this morning, thank you for coming in.
We appreciate you having us. It's been a great start, like Mr. Manka said, and we're excited to have him down at the middle school this year. And I shouldn't say down at the middle school, over at the middle school with a little younger age, but he's done such a great job at the high school, and now moving that energy down to the middle school is really an exciting time. Mr. Niehaus and him make a great team, and they're off to a great start there.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. All right, that's going to do it for Tiger Time this morning. 8-